Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Capella Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CMIL, chatting with the president and CEO, Eric Roth. Now, Eric, earlier this week on March 15th, we had an update come out of the company outlining an auger drill program that is underway at the Southern Gold Line project in Sweden. This is some of the initial work that you guys are doing at this Swedish project, the auger drill program. That really means just some more shallow holes, much cheaper drilling to get an understanding of what mineralization you're seeing under some of the cover at this project. Eric, can you give us just a general update on what you're targeting with this auger drill program and what the goals are of this program, please?
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and great to be back with you again. And look, as you mentioned, the Swedish gold project, the news release we had here on Monday just about the auger drilling, I guess, is really the first of many programs that we'll have going forward, both in Sweden and also on the copper projects in Norway. But if I specifically just sit with the gold project at the moment, the Southern Gold Line project, so just as a bit of background, this is quite a large property. So we actually have about 500 square kilometers of ground. This is actually a belt where there's a number of known deposits, and probably the biggest, your listeners might be familiar with the Barsele deposit, which is held between Agnico and also Barsele Minerals. So that's the biggest of the deposits. But there's a number of known deposits in that belt. But having said that, the belt is relatively underexplored, and so there's very good potential in this belt for new discoveries, but there hasn't been much systematic exploration. Now, in the particular case of the auger drilling that we're doing now, so in the southernmost part of this this property, Corey, we basically have boulders sitting on surface that contain gold. So we know they're sitting there on surface, but the trick now is to effectively go uphill, if you like, or upstream in these glacial type systems, and really looking for the source or the source regions from where these gold mineralized boulders come from. So we do see these boulders with gold sitting on surface in the southern part of the concessions, and now the work is really, as I say, just going upstream, looking for the sources of, you know, where did they basically come from. As you mentioned, this is fairly typical for exploration, I guess, for northern Scandinavia. You do get this very shallow till cover over most of the property. So, you know, most of your listeners, if they're following companies in Sweden or Finland, would realize that, you know, auger drilling is kind of almost a bread and butter sort of exploration technique. And so the plan basically here is to work from those boulders and work uphill, if you like, looking for the source. And as you say, these are very, the till cover is very shallow. We're probably talking about 5 meters or so. And this is just a systematic process of looking for the source. But it is exciting to know that we know there's deposits in the area that we're working. We've got gold mineralized boulders on surface. And effectively now it's the Easter egg hunt. We're really looking for the source of where these boulders came from.
Now, Eric, any past work that you guys are using to help initially target at least where this auger drilling is starting or the area that it's moving towards?
Yeah, and that's a good question, Corey. And in fact, actually, the mineralized boulder fields, as we call them, were actually discovered by EMX, and that was actually part of the reason they staked these properties. So you probably recall that we acquired these three Scandinavian assets, the gold project in Sweden and also the two copper projects in Norway, from EMX Royalty. They had actually already identified these gold-bearing boulders on surface at this southern claim. And I guess that really was the leg up for us in terms of, okay, we know we've got gold in the area, just where did it come from? So that's been very helpful for us in the sense of it's obviously a good leg up. We've got a good starting position to work from, and that will enable us to push forward very quickly with the work.
Okay. Now, Eric, how many meters are you planning on drilling? How long do you expect this program to last?
So we'll keep drilling. So we don't really have a sort of a meter number in mind, Corey, just simply because we're actually using an auger rig that EMX owns. So it's an in-house piece of equipment. So effectively what we will do is we'll just do this line by line effectively. So we'll have the first line, which we did indicate in the press release, I guess, in one of the figures there. And then what we will do is we'll get the results and then continue to, you know, on the back of those results, refine the search for the source of these things. So we don't really have a sort of a drill and meters number in mind, but effectively we can hold on to the rig and continue to use it as long as we wish.
Okay. I will post a link to that news release in the figures. Figure 3 really does a good job of showing the systematic approach of this auger drill program and the direction it will be moving. Eric, let's also get some more general comments on some of the other projects in Scandinavia here. I understand Norway, you guys are planning on drilling the copper asset there. What updates can you give us in terms of the work that's going to be happening in Norway as well?
Yeah, so Corey, so on the Norwegian assets, so where we are at the moment is we are, and just to put it into context, we did only acquire the properties in August last year. So I guess we've done quite a bit of work in a fairly short period of time. But effectively, what we're at in both the Scholey and the Lochen projects, and keeping in mind these were former mining districts, they were very active mining districts until the mid-80s when they closed down. There's still lots of good along strike potential from those former operations. And really what we've been doing, I guess, over the last few months is pushing forward on that target generation work in terms of defining what we consider the highest priority drill targets, really pushing forward on that process with the idea to go into permitting as soon as we can and then to be drilling as soon as we can. And and just to give you an idea, Corey, for example, in our presentation and just even on the website, we've got photographs, for example, at Scholey, where you can actually walk on outcrops. I mean, you can actually physically stand on outcrops that are running over 2% copper. And it's quite extraordinary to think that these things have never been drilled. Anywhere else in the world, people would have been drilling like crazy on these things. But it's just simply because people forgot that there was actually mining in Norway.
Eric, why did they forget about Norway and being a mining jurisdiction? What changed?
Yeah, I think two things really happened. I guess, first of all, these operations closed down, I guess, in the mid-80s. So of course, at the time, at that time, copper was trading about 60, 70 cents a pound. And of course, today it's over $4. So that makes obviously a big difference to the economics of these systems. But the other thing that happened in Norway, too, is obviously oil was discovered. And so the 70s and 80s, you saw this big boom in the oil business. And of course, oil in comparison, that made such a lot of money that the country's focus really went towards the oil side of things. And in fact, that's one of the first questions I usually get from investors is, isn't Norway an oil producing country? And it's like, yes. But there you're talking about the North Sea. You know, with these copper projects, we're talking about continental Norway. So, but the thing that's really attractive about these assets, Corey, is that they're very high grade. So the value of these deposits per ton is very, very high. So, they're very attractive deposits in either high or low metal price environments. So that's the attractiveness that we see. And as I say, they just really haven't been touched for effectively 40 years now. So.
Okay. Well, Eric, I appreciate this update. I'm looking forward to following up as we get back some of these auger results, but it's an interesting move into Scandinavia. And yeah, these deals on these projects were really just signed by the company. So you're getting your feet wet by getting on the ground here and getting that auger drill, especially up in Sweden. We will follow up as more news hits the market. And then if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Eric, I appreciate the update today. Thank you.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.